Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Parents, grandparents, please listen up to this next interview that we're doing. I thought this was the kind of thing that only happened on police drama television shows and in movies. I didn't think it would really happen here in our community, but it did. The headline on the news release from the 22nd Judicial District District Attorney's Office is New Hampshire man sentenced to 135 years in prison for sex trafficking Washington Parish boy. And it all started with an innocent video game. Joining us now is Colin Sims, the District Attorney for Washington and St. Tammany Parishes. Colin, thanks for being here on WWL.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Were you as surprised when you heard when police first brought you this case as I was when you issued this news release that this really happened and it really happened here in our community, that this isn't the kind of thing that just TV shows are made of?
I wish I was. I was not surprised. It happens too regularly, both in this community and across the country. It sounds, you know, like it should be a very rare occurrence, but it's not.
It scared me because I raised 4 kids, 2 boys, and they played video games online. And we would always listen in if we let them play online with people that were in the video game community. We rarely let them do that. We tried to keep it just to their close circle of friends that they'd play with online. But it's hard as a parent to always know exactly who's on the other end of that headset or who is contacting them on any of their social media or whatever. I know that for reasons of protecting the identity of this child, we can't go into a whole lot of specifics about the child himself. But what can you tell us about this child in terms of age and things like that?
Well, a couple things. One, you're dealing with kids that are fourth graders. And in this particular case, you had a truck driver who not only did it here, but also in the Vermont and New Hampshire area. And he would communicate with kids through a gaming system. One child in the Northeast, he was using, it was a NHL Xbox hockey game to communicate and then start messaging them and befriending them. And it's called grooming behavior. You start offering things or relate to them. Sometimes some people obviously pretend to be someone totally different. You'd be talking to a 45-year-old male who's presenting themselves to be a 15-year-old little girl. Or whatever. And next thing you know, you're either sending things that identify your location or you actually do know who it is, and they are fulfilling some other role of neglect that's neglected at home, whether it be a parental role, a friend role, or otherwise, and they start harping on some type of exploited weakness, and then they start buying you things and sending things, as in this case, there was money being cash-apped and sent, gaming devices being mailed. Over a two-year period, gifts and communications were extended to this child, and then started meeting up and visiting, and then that's when the hands-on molestation occurred. And the only reason in this particular case why this was discovered is because this child had confided in some of his friends, and the friends put pressure on the child to say what was happening. Otherwise, this two-year period would have been extended to God knows how long. And we are lacking in tools as parents to provide notification on when your child is being friended, age verification things. And it's actually a good, very good time to talk about this because there are two bills floating around the legislature right now that would help arm parents with additional tools to know when someone's trying to communicate with their child online. One bill was presented by Representative Schlegel, and the other one by Representative Carver this session. And I think if passed, those will be very helpful to parents in knowing who is the person. And even if you can't figure out who the person really is, it at least notifies you that someone who I don't know as a parent is trying to communicate with my child. And I went recently to testify, and one of the things I told the representatives, if you wouldn't let a 50-year-old call your landline at home and pass the phone to your child, then we shouldn't be allowing any of this unknown community of individuals to have the ability to communicate with our kids online. And that's what's happening.
You know, someone already texted in and says, how in the hell could a parent allow this to happen? And it seems to be putting the blame on the parents. And I want to pause that conversation just for a second because I've raised four kids. I know how difficult it is to monitor absolutely everything they do all the time in this digital world. It's harder than ever. But explain to us, how does this happen? That this began when this child's 10 years old playing on Xbox. How does someone successfully contact them on a video game and then start messaging them on Snapchat? And does this evolve without a parent being having any knowledge or notion about what's going on? You said even mailing things to the house. How do you conceal that from the parents to a point where they were not aware of what was happening?
And look, I'll just use myself as an example. I have stuff mailed to my house every day. And you know, I'll have bills that I didn't pay because my kids have checked the mail and shoved it and found whatever it is that they were expecting to come in. And it's just, it's the product of, and look, my wife and I do well. We both work full time. Kids are of different ages. They come, you know, they come to the house. They'll get there sometimes before we do. I mean, it's just, they have phones, they have game systems, and almost every app that your child has, you probably don't realize there's a communication function to it with someone who they're challenging in some indescript video game for tokens or something silly. And then they're communicating. And then the Snapchat, I just took my kid's iPhone away because he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. And I went over to Verizon and got him a flip phone. He doesn't even charge it. He doesn't even charge it because they don't even communicate by regular texting or calls anymore. It's all through these different apps and Snapchats. Their entire friend group is communicating through Snapchat. Now, my child's going to be a freshman in high school now. I mean, my youngest anyway. But that's how they communicate. So he would rather not even charge the flip phone because no one's even communicating on that platform anymore. So
no one's going to text him on it. No one's going to call him on it. But because now he has no Snapchat, he can't communicate within that friend group. But he also can't receive Snapchats from other people who may be not his friend.
He looked at me and told me his summer's over. I'm like, your summer's over because you have a flip phone? You know, but they are programmed so early to change how they communicate. Look, it's the same thing. It's generational. We had telephones at the house. non-existent. I mean, it's just that next evolution. And the communication platform is one that is embedded with secrets. And communications disappear. You're not able to get them. We have a hard time getting them as law enforcement when we're trying to build a case. There's so many barriers thrown up in our way. They're end-to-end encrypted. You're talking about technology that used to be deployed by the government to protect communications that our children have access to that are very difficult for professionals to pierce. Now, there's a lot of safeguards you can put on there as parents, and you can make them join you in where you have administrative control. I beg everyone to do that because it's very important to keep you in the loop as to who your child's communicating with and know every single app that they have. And there's some that may seem very indescript, but I bet 9 times out of 10 there's a back little communication community for these apps. And they're challenging like little, you know, they may be building like a little civilization on their phone, and you don't realize that there's a whole communication component in the back with people talking to each other from other countries.
So our kids could just be playing Minecraft. They could just be building these worlds and exploring these worlds on Minecraft or Roblox or any of these games that are popular right now. And you're saying that there is some way that is not obvious to most adults who aren't maybe as technically savvy as their 10-year-old child people to communicate with them that we may not even be aware of.
Look, 100%. If you're in your 20s, having new kids, and you're far more aware, but then they'll advance. And it's like this generational advancement. But anything, it's a, you know, you build your little civilization, and then there's a little component. Do you wish to challenge? And the next thing you're challenging, it's not a computer challenge. It's another person on the same platform challenge. And then there's a communication component. You can send messages back and forth. And that is on so many game systems that one wouldn't glance at and think, oh, my kid's going to be talking to someone from Iran. Playing, you know, Kingdom Quest, you know, or something very silly. And so it's very difficult to stay on top of all of it. And let me tell you, the kids are very smart. They know how to work around a lot of the little barriers we throw in front of them. When I gave my kid the phone, he goes, well, Dad, you know, you could have just done this and downloaded it. I'm like, well, the fact that you know how to throw up the barriers probably tells me you know how to get around them. And that's just the world that we live in. It's very difficult to police this as a parent unless you just straight pull the plug on everything.
Well, and no parent wants to do that because then you become the evil parent. You become the hated one because all the other kids are playing these games on their phones and on their video game systems. All the other kids are allowed to use these Snapchats and social media. And I know as a parent that as soon as I got onto any social media platform, my kids then found the next newest one because it's not cool to be on the same social media platform as your parents. So kids always looking for the next newest greatest thing. And it's such a challenge for parents to keep up. But a lot of people just, they can't believe this would happen to them because they think they have the safeguards in place or they know their children well enough or they keep an eye on their kids better than all the other parents. And you're telling me this is common to a point where many parents who thought they had control of this stuff really didn't.
It's common enough to where government agencies and local law enforcement agencies are devoting full-time positions to pose as minors in the realm of communicating with people because it's so rampant. I could staff the entire Eastern District of Louisiana's U.S. Attorney's Office with going after online child predators. There's so much work out there. And it's kind of like you think of like cyber attacks. I mean, it's a nonstop, all-out, 24-hour assault looking for children online, how to exploit them, whether it be through images, whether it be through personal contact. And your child sometimes won't even know. They'll pose as someone that your child knows. You may glance at the contact and think that it's a name in common with someone that you think your child knows, but it's some guy who's in his 40s posing as that person. They're very sophisticated, and they don't stop. Every time you make a change, they'll make a change. And as a parent, you are very conflicted. Yes, I could pull the plug on everything, but because of where we are as a society, I'll have to balance the fact that I'm basically just excluded my child from their entire friend group. And every day they get to school, there'll be the 8 hours or 7 hours they're at school, there'll be, you know, another 12 that they're totally unrelated to, which is also a good thing, too. You balance these things. But there's a whole other world that you're removing them from. So, look, it's not easy. And I definitely don't have a magic solution as I come on the radio. But what I can say is, to the extent that you can, through administrative functions, make sure that you're able to see everyone your children are communicating with. Do your best to stay up to date, that these are real people, real contacts. Always have a dialogue with who your kids' current friends are. You know, my kids play a lot of travel sports, so they're friends with kids on teams and different schools. So it's tough to keep up with over time as your kids engage in other activities. But try to stay abreast of that. Build that trust. Always make sure they can communicate with you. You know, punishments and other things can come, but they got to feel comfortable talking to mom and dad about things that are odd and what's going on. So open dialogue, trust established, be as vigilant as you can with monitoring, but you're never going to shut it down. So you have to be able to communicate with your kids.
Yeah, because you talk about, you know, if you do completely unplug them and disconnect them and don't let them participate, not only will they be limited in their friend group, but they'll be ridiculed by people at school and other kids who think that they're, you know, somehow inferior to them because their parents don't let them play this video game. Their parents don't let them have this smartphone. Their parents don't let them on this social media platform. So as a parent, it's never, never easy. And there's got to be a balance there somewhere. I want to get back to this conversation and the whole stranger danger conversation that we used to have when we were kids, and maybe how that may be relatable and somehow can be useful in this day and age. Not only don't take candy from a stranger in a car and don't help a man find his dog in the park, but expand that so that they understand that there are dangers far above and beyond that, especially in this digital world. But back to this case specifically, the good news is you caught this guy, you prosecuted this guy, and you set this guy away for 135 years in prison. Some people are texting us that it should be death penalty, and that's another conversation entirely. But tell us a little bit more about the evolution of this case and the evidence that your prosecutors were able to present to get this conviction so that people in our community can understand exactly how it unfolded.
Well, again, once the child talked to another child, and then they ultimately had enough pressure to communicate with other adults and put the community on notice, then obviously they were interviewed and took measures to identify the individual. There are a lot of things you can do with IPs and communications to identify the individuals. But at the same time, also uncovering the fact that there were other victims in another location, we flew the other detective in I believe Vermont, and the very brave young man who agreed to come and testify about the same scheme through NHL hockey that this guy deployed on communicating with him, here to testify about how they started communicating, the gifts that started coming. Same, it's almost like rinse and repeat, the same tactics he deployed with the befriending. I mean, this kid was locally, and here is a failure, was also missing some school. I will say that. You know, and to meet with this individual. So that is something unique here. Again, coming to meet, finding out, you know, finding periods of time where it was safe to meet. And again, with the gifts, the Cash App, sending him money, gaming systems, and then meeting up in person. And a lot of the actual acts of abuse occurred with this guy being uniquely deployed as he was a truck driver. So a lot of the acts of abuse, sexual abuse, occurred out of areas and in the actual 18-wheeler truck itself.
So this guy was a cross-country driver. He was going from the Northeast to Louisiana, and he was contacting children along his route. He'd pick them up and molest them in the cab of his truck.
Well, this particular child, he's not going to come until he knows. And so he has groomed, he has established a relationship long enough to where now we know where to go. And now there's a trust built. And now, hey, I'm sending you these gifts. Hey, let's meet. I hope you're enjoying the game system. I hope you're, hey, how did you spend that money? Hey, I'm going to come. And now there's an offer of something more extravagant. And so this continues to build. Wow, those are not things that my parents could afford. and this person or is paying some attention that the parents didn't pay. And so now we're meeting. And now he's got a mobile, I mean, these things have sleeper cabs. He's got a mobile, basically molestation facility going from where he, either the Northeast or down all the way down here in Franklinton for the sole purpose of doing this.
Wow. And this went on for some period of time.
This is, we're talking about a 2-year period. A multi-year
from the, time they met through this whole grooming process and everything else. Wow, that's a lot of patience on an offender's part. But now this 28-year-old, man, Benjamin Hart, will never see freedom again, right?
Going nowhere. And for multiple lifetimes, and we'll have probably the roughest time in jail. You made a point that I want to draw a distinction on about stranger danger. Stranger danger is real. You know, the online platform leaves a constant open back door to our kids 24/7. But I do want everyone to understand what is your biggest threat is someone you know. And the 90% of our children that are exploited, and I'll focus just on St. Tammany. There were approximately, for the whole 22nd JDC, which is St. Tammany and Washington Parish, 500 forensic interviews of children conducted, 540, I think, conducted last year. Okay. That's up from 280 in 2017. Okay. That's how much. Now, do I think that's that much more activity is occurring? Do I think that this area has done a better job in the notification system and training? I think it's more of the latter. But I also think the exploitation has increased as well. But 90% of those kids were abused by someone they know, a friend, a relative, a friend of a friend. It's not always that traditional stranger danger. The majority is someone you know. So you really got to pay attention, and it's easy to trust friends and sleepovers, and I don't want to scare everyone, but that's what we see. And in addition to someone you know, that same 90% rule also applies to delayed disclosure. Kids don't say things. Someone has a position of power, position of trust over the child, or they would be embarrassed. They may have convinced them to do something that is not part of their sexual orientation or identification, and now they're embarrassed to say it. We see that a lot with young males. These are all the barriers that prevent disclosure. So I really emphasize, we talk about taking things away. Kids will find a way, but if you take everything away, you won't know. And so really be vigilant just in the communication, not for this type of case by itself for the stranger, but what are the kids talking about that's going on in their friend group, where they're sleeping over, where they're going, your own relatives, your own cousins. These are things that are far more common, and Hollywood and TV has really emphasized the abduction and the stranger, but 90% of who you know.
Wow, that's fascinating when you tell me, and scary. 540 interviews last year. So you're telling us there were 540 incidents of credible allegations of a child being molested that your office or the sheriff's office had to take action on. That's more than one a day, and 90% of those children who were molested, it was a friend of a friend, an uncle, a cousin, somebody that they knew. That maybe the
someone
parents thought they could trust.
Yep, an established relationship with. Now, the 540 is not person per person, because sometimes you do two interviews. That's how many interviews were conducted. But it's in that ballpark of the 540. So say it's 500. But you can see the trend also from 2017 to now, 280 forensic interviews to 540. That's almost a doubling.
Wow. So almost, really, every day. On average, a child in just St. Tammany and Washington Parish is molested, and 90% of those is somebody they know. I went into this thinking you have to be worried, but you know, I was thinking stranger danger. I even said it. I was thinking about the people you don't know who are befriending your children for sex trafficking, for molestation. But 90% is someone that the parents probably also know and must trust if they leave their children in a situation where this can happen. Wow, every day. just on the North
Shore. Well, and part of it, I'd say the parents, I wouldn't say always someone that the parents know, someone that the parents could know. It's someone that your kid knows very well. And again, not the stranger danger part, not the guy online, but someone that they've met in there that they know, that they're frequent around, classmates, parents of classmates, friends, friends of friends, neighbors. So your immediate circle is encompassing of that statistic. And so your child is going to know them, and you need to place yourself in a position to know them because it's someone that they know. You might not necessarily know them, but it's someone that they know.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back with District Attorney Colin Sims, we're going to find out what tips, and I hope y'all pay attention and don't think this can't happen to you. Those numbers alone just scream that we all need to perk our ears up and take extra efforts to make sure this doesn't happen in our family. What are the steps we can take? How can we do a better job so that one child a day isn't being molested? Just on the North Shore. And this applies to all other communities in our region. You can extrapolate those numbers in every parish. I can't imagine it's any more unique to St. Tammany in Washington than it is to other parishes. 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. But we'll wrap up our conversation with the district attorney after this on tips and advice, things you can do so this doesn't happen to your kids. I'm Dave Cohen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. We're talking with the district attorney for Washington and St. Tammany Parishes, Colin Sims. We asked him to join us because just recently his office prosecuted a 28-year-old man and got him sentenced to 135 years in prison for grooming a 10-year-old boy that he met on a video game and ended up as a truck driver meeting up with this child and molesting him in the cab of his truck. Turns out he has done this in other states and other areas. But just before we took our break, you heard the DA share with us some very sobering statistics about just how amazingly common and frequent child molestation is in our community. And Colin, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk to the parents, especially those who may think that had never happened in my household. I keep track of my kids. I know what my kids are up to. This wouldn't happen in my home. To me, that seems the first kind of way to open yourself up for it to happen. What should all parents in our community be doing so their children don't become the victims of either stranger or someone they know molesting them?
So first thing is, what you know is, 1 in 3 kids will have an experience of some kind where they are in a sexual situation where they are being taken advantage of. 1 in 3 kids in this country. That's to know how common it is. Some kind of, I guess, advice I would give and things that we have seen in conversations that we have with parents is, one, as far as the apps, know the apps that your kids have, know the games, know their ability to communicate. Be the administrator on all your kids' devices so that you can limit and or make sure no changes are being made and can monitor and can shut down. Know your kids' friends and their parents. If you find yourself asking your child, who is that kid? And your child's spending time with them, you're behind. As far as your kids going places and going to sporting things or other activities, be unpredictable. Show up early. If it's a pickup time of X, show up early. Don't have too much of a pattern. I know it sounds paranoid, but if they know what your patterns are and they're exploiting your child, they know how to take advantage. Be smarter. Be unpredictable. Make sure your children have healthy barriers, both with their tutors, teachers, coaches, other friends, parents. Again, place yourself in a position to know. If your kids have a game system, make sure the game system's in a common area. You know, you can't control everything, but your kids are less likely to do things when you're in the kitchen making dinner and they're playing the game system on the main TV. Shut your Wi-Fi down at night. Just turn it off if you can. And, you know, have that administrative function and safeguard the cellular thing. And or just take the device, if it's a cell phone, take it away. But shut down the Wi-Fi. Your kids will go to the game system. They'll go to a laptop to have the same level of communication through the apps or the same activities that they can access through the computer system, through the game system. So shut the Wi-Fi off at night. If you're giving your kid a phone, go to the Verizon store. Look at the security functions. Look at the administrative functions. See how well you can lock that phone down. And the last thing I'll say is observable behavioral changes in your child. Look at their grades and their activities. If their grades drop for some unknown reason, there probably is a reason. If they don't want to go places and they begin to make excuses, somewhere they used to love to go, and all of a sudden you find yourself, why are you saying you don't like this? Why are you making excuses not to go anywhere, go here anymore? There could be a reason. Kids all of a sudden don't just change unless there's something going on. Changes in their mood. Really pay attention. Have that relationship with your child. They are going to tell you far more than you can ever just catch by either being overly draconian or scaring them and they can't tell you. Make them want to be able to talk to you. That's the best advice I can give in all of these situations, because the abuser will say things like this: I will hurt your parents. I will hurt you. I may hurt myself if you tell. And there's this constant mind game going on between the abuser and the child. It's either guilt-ridden, it's danger to the parent, it's danger to that person, or to the child. So there are all kinds of things. Make sure that they feel safe. Make sure they feel protected and place yourself in a position to know. And let me tell you, you can't catch everything. You have to be your child's friend and their parent. And, you know, we see these things, you know, people put these kind of characterizations on things like, well, you're there to be your kid's parent. Only. You're not there to be a friend. Whatever you want to call it, I'm not an expert in what you call it, but be their friend, make it a comfortable environment to talk to mom and dad, because you're their best advocate they have, and be vigilant.
District Attorney Colin Sims, thank you for bringing the sobering information to us. It's the kind of thing most people don't want to hear about, don't want to talk about, but I just felt like we had to have this conversation. Thank you for having it with us here on WWL. We appreciate your spending your time. We know you're busy.
No, thank you for having me. And the last thing I'll leave you with, and just so you can get another idea of how the prevalence is, that we built an entire task force devoted to catching these guys on the North Shore in partnership with the Attorney General's office and all the agencies to literally go after these guys online 24/7. And that's how prevalent it is. And you'll see a lot of offices, I think, shifting to this model of online vigilance to go after these predators.
Yeah, but also really widened my eyes when you said most of it's not happening online. It's happening from people they know. And you said 1 in 3 children find themselves in this situation at some point in their life?
Yes, and there's a lot of good statistics. If you go, and I don't have the exact websites, but the children's advocacy centers usually publish a whole list of statistics. And the one in Covington, that the director, Thomas Mitchell, does an unbelievable job. We got a 95.6% conviction rate. We wouldn't have that but for that facility. They provide a lot of evidence collection for us for forensic interviews with children.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they also do the treatment for kids suffering from trauma. They also provide to get them back on a road to healing. But they have a ton of stats on their website if anyone's interested. And I think it's cac.org or hopehousecac.org. But if you look at it in Google, Children's Advocacy Center, Hope House, there's a lot of helpful information. The last thing, I'm glad you said it, Stewards of Learning. If anyone's ever heard of that, they put on an entire training for parents. So you can sit through a course. They'll go through everything to look at, kind of the things, some of the things I touch on, but far more in depth to help you be a better parent and or caregiver for the child that you've been asked to help and care for. So Stewards of Learning, Hope House, please use them as a resource. They put on phenomenal trainings for parents, educators, or anyone who deals with kids.
D.A. Collins-Sims, thank you so much. Good luck with those teenagers. I'm so glad all four of my kids are grown and out on their own now. It seems like parenting gets harder and harder with every generation. So thank you to the parents who do try so hard and are so vigilant about trying to protect their kids, but understanding that the danger is out there. Good luck with your teenagers, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
I'm Dave Cohen. I'll share some of my thoughts after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.